FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 8:28:18. Well, at any given time, half the world is nuts, and the other half is becoming nuts. And that really explains a lot about cycles, probably in a lot of ways all you need to know. But first, as always, send us an email, make my day. I read them first thing in the morning when I knock back a cup of Java at an undisclosed coffee shop that will soon become my full-time office, be the first commercial squatter there. The email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. So cycles, they run everything, they control everything, and they're so poorly understood. You can recognize them, but you never really can understand them. You know, the trend is your friend is just another way of saying follow the cycle. Well, someone who's mastered the cycle, been with us many times, Charles Nenner, Dr. Charles Nenner. You find him at Charles Nenner, NENNER.com. Hey, Charles, welcome back.
Hi, it's good to be with you again.
As always. So, hey, we got tumultuous markets. Stock market just keeps going higher and higher. I mean, we're living in the best of all possible worlds, aren't we?
Well, that's always what things are looking at just before, you know, things get in trouble. Just mention cycles. If the cycles are up, then people don't realize what can go wrong. They, you know, in the news, you hear here and there that Trump could be in trouble and there could be problems with China and Korea. But when the cycle looks good, nobody cares about it. And once the cycle turns down, even if the facts don't change and everybody gets worried about things that they didn't worry about before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so everybody's very forgiving when the cycle is up, when business is good, when the economy is going well. But all of a sudden, things can turn on a dime. We know it. We see it constantly. No one ever sees anything coming, with the exception of a number of your forecasts. But it's always things are great. They're going to keep going well. And then things are bad. They keep going bad. But the cycles have other ideas. So
right.
Stock market, can it go much higher from here? How much higher can it go?
Well, first of all, I want to say some fundamentals. And everybody knows about Buffett, and everybody thinks Buffett is a great investor. So I wrote about the Buffett indicator, and in short, the Buffett indicator says that if you take total capitalization of the stocks and divide it by GDP, it's the Buffett indicator, and it's more extreme than in 2000 and in 2007. And I also sent out a study of Merrill Lynch, where it shows that the individual investor has almost no cash, while the professional investors is sitting on a lot of cash. And so apart from timing the market, there are all kinds of ideas like the price to book value, the price of cash flow, whatever, that is very, very extreme. Now, it's going to be disregarded because people say, you know, we don't get any return. So maybe you remember that by the end of the year in January, we had a major cycle topping and we went out of the market. And after the correction, we went into the market and we're still into the market now. But the Dow is not back to where it was. So if you're not a great stock picker, you might as well have taken a two-year note, and you would have done better than staying with an ETF that follows the S&P. So the idea that there's no risk is just something that people are forced into because they have to get some rate of return. And if I'm on different television shows and they say, so how are we going to make money? I say, listen, I'm Dutch. And the first thing we remember is we don't want to lose money. But that's a European point of view and not an American point of view. So how high is the market going? Well, our target for S&P is 29.38. That is about 1% lower than where we are right now. And cycles don't look that great. If we would have a real close above that, maybe we'll get a higher price target. But for the moment, we have a very nice profit. We went long after the correction. And the closer we get to 29.38 or the closer we get to cycle top, we're going to sell all our stocks again.
So we're getting closer, huh? But, yeah, it's like you said, pre-call, It's really hard for the average person to actually get off the merry-go-round while it's moving.
Well, there has been a research. You know, I was 15 years of Goldman Sachs, and they had a research that if you're positive, instead of being realistic, you make a much better career in a financial market. So all the pundits and everybody is only buy, 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 buy. Sometimes I look at the television, and nobody says sell, 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 sell. So it's very hard. If you watch these programs in order to get your data and know what's going on, if everybody says buy, 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 to say everybody is wrong and I'm going to sell, sell, sell. So they're all against you because they want to make a career, and the career is only being made if people watch the programs, and they only watch the programs if you're positive, not when you're negative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's really hard, though, because people kind of, there's safety in numbers. You go with the group because you think we'll just follow them over the edge of the cliff, like lemmings over the cliff. And you know, how many times people just never learn from these mistakes, keep doing because the same thing over and over.
Because there's always a reason afterwards why it happened, so nobody feels guilty because this we couldn't have known, right?
Yeah, right. So that's the rationalization for why you screwed up. So
right.
And you know, that's the other thing I've noticed, especially with Bitcoin, which we're going to talk about because you're now tracking it, which is great. But when any market is booming, there's always a rationalization for why it's going up. And then when it crashes, there's always a rationalization for when it's going down. But nobody ever says, well, that was the end of the cycle. It went so long, it just couldn't go anymore.
Well, people have an emotional problem. They don't understand that there are good times and the bad times. We already, in the Old Testament, we already see that, you know, Joseph was king in Egypt. Mm-hmm. And he had a dream, and there were seven good years and there were seven bad years, and a lot of examples like that. And people just live life like anything can happen. They don't see any systematic idea in what can happen to a person. So the idea that you could study a little bit and you can predict when the good times and bad times doesn't come up in their philosophy.
Yeah, it's such a great point. So looking at Bitcoin, obviously when it hit 19,400, I think anybody who could turn a chart right side up had to know there was going to be a major pullback and that it was probably going to be substantial, 75-80%, which is what's happened. And now it's been trading sideways, but cycles in Bitcoin appear to move faster than in other markets. What has your research told you, Charles?
You know, it's an interesting observation that I have to look at if the cycles move faster. I didn't see that. They were pretty good, and nobody actually is bothered by the news because there is no news really on Bitcoin. And that's very good for people because now they can only work with the cycles, because if I do cycles on gold or dollar index or S&P, they're a little bit complicated by listening to what kind of interpretation they get on the news. But here there's no news, so they can only look very dry on the cycles and the price targets we have. So we have been very successful for the people to make money on the Bitcoin. And I tell them, if you can do it on the Bitcoin, just shut out the interpretation of why the gold goes up or why the gold goes down. They can do the same thing in other commodities also. So the Bitcoin is actually following the cycles very nicely. And longer term, I did send out a couple of months ago an overlay of the gold market. Mm-hmm. And the gold market that came down now out of my head, I think it came in the 80s down and then it went up to 1900. We gave a sell signal and then it came down again. And the way it came down was almost identical. And I did an overlay with the Bitcoin from 20,000. Yeah. And so far it's identical.
You're spot
and
on.
Then if you project it in the future, then you know exactly how long it takes until this Bitcoin really can get back up really on back to the highs, and it's going to take a while. We have now a short-term low, so we bought back, a couple of days ago. But there's a longer-term low in January that we think that could be an interesting entry point.
Like 5,000. My guess was 4,800 to 5,000. It's interesting that you say that because my working thesis now on Bitcoin is it's going to trade like gold from now on. It's not going to be this crazy Wild West market. If you follow gold, when gold goes up, probably Bitcoin is going to follow or vice versa. I think they're going to kind of synchronize is my theory here.
Again, I have to look into that. You give me a lot of ideas. And I have to be quiet and check it out.
Hey, well, I'd love to hear what your research uncovers, because I just see it as the same investors are eventually going to be in gold and in Bitcoin. Right now it's millennials, it's kids, and they don't know from markets, but the big money is moving in. And Bitcoin, I say cryptocurrencies, but Bitcoin is the main one, and then Ethereum, a couple of others. But who knows, maybe Bitcoin won't even be the major cryptocurrency. We'll see about that. What about the dollar? You said it was going to go higher. It's gone higher 4 months ago when we talked to you. Now it's leveled off a little bit. What are you seeing here?
I think we have a next week or so, we got a cycle low again. So I think the dollar will go up again. Actually, don't ask me why the dollar goes up, but the dollar looks okay. The funny thing is, I'm longer term pretty bullish on the bond market in the United States. So it cannot be because of a difference in interest rates. I simply don't know. Again, it could be that there's a war, it could be a flight to quality. You never know in advance what it's going to do. The funny thing is, I don't know if you look at the research, for instance, we did a very nice trade on orange juice. So the cycle on orange juice was stopping, and orange juice came down like 20% in a week or so. Mm-hmm. So how would the cycles even know what the weather is going to be? So it's still an unknown mystical situation that I cannot say too much about it because I don't understand it myself. But I think the dollar will go higher again. And why? I'm not sure. But the longer term cycle is up for the dollar again.
Wow. Amazing. And gold, you were making a call after the summer, probably would be going higher. Looks like that's been put off a little bit.
Yeah, we have to postpone it a couple of months. And the whole thing is we sold at 1365. We bought back at 1212 and went a bit lower. Now there's a bounce that will end the first week of September. Then we should go down again. And I potentially have much lower price targets. So we could go down, actually, I don't remember, but we could go down to 1,000 and even to 850. So I'm waiting for the, I think it's the 6th of September, and the price target for the bounce was 1220, and we probably go short. Or when we see 1220, I think we saw 1218 already, or at the cycle top in a week.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, gold begins its new long-term high cycle?
Yeah, but the interesting thing is, I show this, I show crude, I show copper, I show the commodity index, and I see everybody talking about inflation. I says, okay, gentlemen, please show me where's the inflation. I don't see it. Mm-hmm. And they continue to talk about inflation every day, but I don't see any facts. So I think gold is coming down partly because there's no inflation coming. And as you probably can understand, this is the longest expansion in history now or so. So when it turns down and the inflation wasn't even around 2%, could have deflation again. I think everybody's looking at the wrong numbers.
Mm-hmm. So deflation could be coming, huh?
Right.
So crude oil, you've been spot on there. Hit 75, pulled back. Same cycle there?
Yes, there's a bounce that's almost to finish. We had a bounce now, I think, to 68.50. And from here, it should go down down again. The level we're watching is 65.50 on the December contract. If it closes below that, then the whole bear market on crude, I call it the bear market, will continue. If it holds a 65.50, then we can have one bounce more. The best thing is if people will look at our research, sorry, they can get it. We're not charging them in the beginning. And then when they see the cycle low is in for crude, then crude will go up and then we get a price target on the upside. And that's how we work, Then we have an idea where the next stop is.
Interesting. So, yeah, I just find interesting that cryptocurrency is something totally new. The cycles still apply. They still come true. It still has value, even though it's all tech related. It doesn't even exist except in computers, and yet the cycle works. So, just as far as other markets we should be aware of, euro obviously is going to be the inverse of the dollar. There are any other markets that you see really getting ready to make a turn?
Well, we took profit on our long bond position, about a week ago. And soon we intend to go long again for a longer term trade of about 6-7 months. And I think nice money is going to be made in the bonds and not in the stocks.
Mm-hmm. So the bond market's going to be where it's at. Interesting.
Right.
Interesting.
Right.
All right. Well, hey, check out Charles's work. Sign up for the free subscription, charlesnenner.com, NENNER.com. Hey, it's always great to talk to you, Dr. Nenner, and hear your insights on the market. And we'll talk to you in a couple months and see what's happening.
A lot's going to happen the next couple of months, so let's stay in touch.
All right, we'll stay in touch. Hey, questions, comments, email address kl@carrylutz.com, the Twitter feed @CarrieLutz, and the Facebook page Financial Survival Network. Dr. Nenner, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.